We are going to go to a gentleman. I really enjoy reading him in on The Athletic. His name is Owen Poindexter, and Owen is a gentleman who is here in the Bay Area. He was a candidate for the State Assembly in California, but he's a great baseball aficionado, as we like to say, and he knows the game, and he knows the analytic part of the game, and I read some of his articles, and I said, boy, he's got the Giants nailed pretty well. So, Owen, glad to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Did I give you a proper introduction here? Are you still running for State Assembly, or you have?
No, I actually just dropped out and endorsed another candidate, but it was a wonderful experience. Hope to do it again someday, but I'm ready to sit back and just watch some baseball for now.
I would think so. What's a tougher sport, politics or baseball?
Oh, man. Oh, you know, I think I did okay in the politics field. If you put me in a baseball game, I'd be happy to just, you know, not get hit by a pitch. So I'll say baseball for now.
All right. Owen Poindexter, he writes for The Athletic. But what caught my attention, and that is breaking down some of the starts of the Giants. And you've used your formulas to do it, and I think it made sense to me and came to life for me. So I'll start with McCutchen and Jackson. They're both hitting around 200. Are they trending at least in the right direction with the numbers, or how do you see Jackson and McCutchen going?
So McCutchen, I think, is going to be okay. He's walking. His strikeout rate is a little elevated, but it's not too bad. And his batting average on balls in play, BABIP, that's the stat you hear a lot, that's down, and I don't see any real reason why it shouldn't float back up. Right now it's around 242. That's really low. Last couple of years he's been around 300 on his BABIP. So the batting average should just rise on its own without too much trouble. Jackson, I'm worried about. I actually wonder if he's nursing some kind of injury. He's striking out a ton, about 37% of the time, and the power is basically gone. That double he hit, that three-run double yesterday, that was only his second extra base hit of the year. So he doesn't feel right. Maybe it's just a timing thing. Maybe he'll hit three more doubles today, and we'll say, oh, okay, he's back. But for now, I'm wondering if something's not quite right there.
Owen, I want to jump to the pitching side of the ball. Chris Stratton yesterday got just four outs for the Giants, and he's been really one of the best pitchers for the team. And we heard about the high curveball spin rate coming in. What should we expect from him? Do you think he's due to regress like he did yesterday, or is he going to stay on this? I mean, he's had a great start to the season so far.
Sure, yeah. Well, I think he was due to regress a little bit, but not like yesterday. You know, yesterday maybe we can chalk that up to, you know, coming back from just having a kid and all that. Let's give him a mulligan on that one.
Fair enough.
But there was something a little funny going on with Stratton, in that he had not given up a home run until yesterday, until that Chris Taylor shot. And there wasn't anything in his profile that said he's a guy who's really going to suppress home runs, other than the fact that he pitches at AT&T. But his exit velocity was pretty normal. His launch angle is pretty normal. He's giving up fly balls at a pretty normal rate. So nothing in there screams he's one of Matt Cain pitchers where, for some reason, the ball just doesn't leave the park with him. Actually, one guy who I think might have something like that is Ty Block. Of course, he's going to give up three home runs and just totally ruin my narrative here.
This is on you, Owen.
But, yeah, it's, you know, that's analysis for you. But he does not give up a lot of fly balls. He's kind of one of these traditional ground ball pitchers. He doesn't strike out a lot of guys, but he makes up for it by keeping the ball on the ground. Stratton, I think he's got a lot going for him. He's a good strikeout pitcher, doesn't walk too many guys, but the home run rate, I think, will creep back up.
All right, Owen Poindexter with us from The Athletic. And looking just to jump away from the Giants just for a second, I was looking at the BABIP, and BABIP is the ball's actually put in play for Maeda. 434. That he is an unlucky pitcher. Is that would you read it that way?
Yeah, you know, I haven't dove into Maeda's underlying stats too much, but that's really high for anybody. You know, if you're 434, if it was like one of us on the mound, okay, then then hitters are going to tee off on you. But a pitcher like Maeda, who generally has pretty good control, you know, keeps hitters off balance, you figure that's got to come back down, even if, you know, it was all line drive. You know, some of those would find fielders. So, you know, league average is right around 300. So I'm guessing he's just been unlucky.
All right, Owen Poindexter with us from The Athletic. I love the numbers, and you're explaining it really easily. They come to life for us. We talked about McCutchen. We talked about Jackson. How about Belt? What do the numbers show for him? Because he's kind of carrying the team right now. He leads them in everything. The Triple Crown, he's leading the whole Triple Crown. Are the numbers supporting him right now, or are they? Which way are they trending?
Yes and no. Belt's a really good hitter. And he's always had this in him. He's experimented with this off and on, trying to hit more fly balls. His launch rate's his launch angle's up a little bit. Fly ball rate's up a little bit. He's hitting the ball about as hard as he has in years past. So it's not like he's a totally different guy, and he is getting a little bit lucky. A lot of his fly balls are going for hits, and that's not a normal thing. But I think he is seeing if he can tap into more power. You know, he gets shifted more than any other giant. So I think he's figuring, well, if my ground balls aren't going to do a whole lot anyway, why not try to lift the ball, see if I can get more out of my power? So I think the batting average is going to come back down a bit. I think he might lose that part of the Triple Crown. But I think this is going to be his biggest power year. I was surprised just looking at his numbers just a moment ago. He's never had more than 20 home runs in a year. And I think this is going to be the year. I think he's trying for it, and he seems locked in right now.
Okay. That's a common thought about Brandon Belt, I think, for the last couple of years, that he'd hit 20 home runs. The guy who I was paying a lot of attention to coming in was Evan Longoria. Coming over from the Trop, I wanted to see how he'd hit at AT&T Park. He started slow. He's trending up now. Are we thinking he's still going to stay on this trend? I mean, he's hitting probably now below his average for his career. But what are you thinking as far as Longoria goes for the next couple of weeks or so?
So Longoria's got a track record where I'm not too worried about him long term. The one thing that's a little bit off with him, and this is really the whole team, why things losing a panic for however long he's out, is that he's not walking a lot and he is striking out a lot. Right now, Longoria is making up for that with his power. He's been hitting the ball really well. So, you know, as long as when you do actually make contact, things are going well. But you're really dependent on those good results on contact when you're not walking and you are striking out. So hopefully those numbers will kind of come back to his career norms a little bit. But that's something we got to keep an eye on is, you know, is he able to help the team just by, you know, not striking out so much and occasionally just taking a base? Because that's something where he's not a huge walk guy, but he's only at 3% right now, and that's really low. So he's got to start doing that a bit more, and that'll help him, you know, if he starts getting a little bit less fortunate on his batted balls.
Giants have not done well with walks, have they, and strikeouts, walks vis-a-vis strikeouts, have they?
No, and, you know, that makes it really hard to have that inning, you know, leading up to the Jackson three-run double where you string a few things together and it works out. Yeah, their walks, they're 28th in the league, last in the National League right now in walks, and they're striking out almost a quarter of the time, and that's fifth worst in the league. So, yeah, that just makes it hard. You're not really helping yourself when you know, you're not, you know, taking bases without having to put the ball in play, and when you're going back to the dugout without, you know, advancing any runners or causing any chaos. And so that's something where if they do want this offense to kind of come to life again, they're going to need to take a few more walks, strike out a little bit less. It's just hard to maintain a strong offense, especially when they don't have any really huge power guys. You know, Belt giving it a try. I think we'll see it more from Longoria and McCutchen. But they don't have those, you know, Giancarlo Stanton players who, when they do make contact, half the time it's going over the fence. So it's going to be hard for them to string a good offense together unless they can get those numbers back.
Oh, we've covered most of the lineup here. One more guy I want to ask you about is the having trouble with hitting with runners in scoring position. Crawford finally got a hit last night with a runner in scoring position, and they didn't score a run. Is this just the case of the Giants being unlucky, or is there something we're missing here with Crawford?
So the runners in scoring position thing, you figure that, you know, maybe he's got nerves all of a sudden, but you figure that that'll even out a little bit. Crawford has not been great this year. He's striking out almost 30% of the time. Normal for him is more like 20%, and he's swinging and missing a lot more. And just getting him back up, so he doesn't have to be at his peak years because, you know, we may have seen Pete Crawford already, but just getting him back up closer to a more average hitter, that would be a huge boost to the lineup. Just because, you know, we kind of have a black hole in the back end of the lineup with the pitcher spot and Crawford and some other struggling players. So I think he will, you know, as the weather warms up, I'm willing to say this maybe is just a slow start for him. Maybe he doesn't quite have his rhythm yet. Maybe the wrists aren't moving, you know, as fast as they should be. But yeah, he's got to get his contact rate back up. Just so, you know, even if he can just put the ball in play a little bit more, some of those will go for hit. It doesn't have to be too hard. You know, if you just hit some more ground balls, you could see more like what we got last night where, you know, some of those are going to go for hit. Just by virtue of the ball being in play. But right now he's striking out too much.
Boy, excellent. Excellent, yep. Excellent analysis. Owen Poindexter from The Athletic. Are you bullish on the Giants looking at the pitching and the hitting? How do you feel about it? What do the numbers tell you?
The numbers tell me to shrug my shoulders and watch because, I mean, they're hanging in there. You know, the problem right now is they really have to dig into their depth because, you know, Panic might be out for a little while. Of course, Bumgarner hasn't had a start. DeMarge is coming back, but he hasn't had a real start yet. So the fact that they're around 500, that's something to celebrate, honestly, because, you know, they could be a lot worse just given their injuries and the slow starts they've had. But they do need some of these veteran hitters to start, you know, putting the ball in play, hitting more line drives, and for the offense to just start perking up because they haven't put it all together. You can see that the pieces are there, but, you know, they've had players injured, they've had players struggling, and just if they want to run off a few games and kind of make up for this somewhat of a patchwork rotation until Bumgarner comes back, they're going to need to start putting those pieces together. So if they can hang in there and get the whole thing going by the summer, they've got a shot.
Okay.
But yeah, the lack of depth worries me.
Very good. Boy, Owen, are you going to write about the Giants this week on The Athletic? Do you have anything planned?
Yeah, absolutely. I should have a piece up later today, I believe, and tomorrow, if not today. And yeah, I'd like to write about Cueto. He's a really interesting guy. He has four pitches, and he throws all of them around not quite 25% each, but it's close to that. And not too many pitchers like that. But yeah, I'll have kind of a piece just sort of going over some trends I saw this week later up today, probably.
Very good. And Strickland, he's a different pitcher this year, I'll tell you that. He's really trying to pitch, and he looks like he's getting a little better.
Yeah, no, I think he might be an ace in the back of that pen. It'll be interesting, you know, when Melanson gets back. Melanson's got, you know, the closer pedigree. But I think Strickland's got the stuff. And, I think, you know, he's striking guys out. He's not hurting himself too much. We haven't had any real blow-ups. He's blown a save or two, but not something where you think, okay, you know, they got to get someone new in there. You know, Strickland's a real closer, and I think he can hold that job.
Beautiful. Hey, great to have you on. You're welcome anytime. I'll look forward to reading the Cueto piece later today or tomorrow on the Athletic site. And I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, very Thanks, good. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. You know what I like about Eno Saris and Owen? They explain things easily, and they give you images of what has to happen. And the key word is a strikeout rate, and I agree. Crawford's strikeout rate is too high.